Welcome, it's SB Pod. Stanford Steve alongside, as he always is. Chilly in the DMV, huh?
Little wind going on outside. A little wind front come through.
Wind front. Was it windy when you drove to Charlottesville? It was like a leaf.
Oh, God.
It was like a leaf monsoon this weekend.
Attack of the leaves on the old, what was that, 29 I headed it down?
Well, you tell me. You're America's guest. How was Charlottesville?
I'll tell you what. With all the renovations and new facilities you see around programs, we need an upgrade in Charlottesville. We got to get some new buildings going and get to help out the players there. It is obviously historical, that whole thing, but it's old. It is old.
Steve's headline on Charlottesville: it's old.
Old. That's what I said. One word. I asked everybody that asked me about it, I'm like, it's kind of old, but it's got its own flavor. I was with the man of the town, saw everything I needed to see with Mr. Long, Macon. He says hello too to you. So we had a grand old time.
You picked Notre Dame on the show, and you were right. They gave it to him.
Yeah.
Had the word hit the street that you were on the other side?
Like I said, Scott, it's an old town, so they don't really stay up that late there.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Or we're on cable late night and just people down in Charlottesville. That's a highfalutin, you know, a lot of book learning down there. Smart people.
I couldn't tweet out winners, trying to get help from the social people here. We got issues there trying to get answers. It's, that's its own ordeal. So,
yeah, they don't tweet a lot of our content. Whatever. No. That's fine. That's no big deal. We've only been at it for 20 years, you know, Emmy nominated stuff. Nothing gets tweeted. But, hey, what 5-2-1 on the winners? How'd you do?
2-1.
There you go.
Handing it out.
And it's just, they're free. Although, you know, if I don't tweet it, does it, it's like a tree that falls in the woods. Like if no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Like if you don't tweet winners, did anyone see it? NFL or college football to start?
Let's start college.
Lots happening. Interesting week last week. I saw a really interesting topic on PTI. Worst loss, Texas or Oklahoma? And at first blush, you're like, well, Texas lost to Kansas. That's worse. Well, but Oklahoma had more to lose because they were undefeated on the fringe of the playoff. Kansas hadn't won on the road since President Obama was down the street from where we are. I mean, it's an astounding run. And the video making the rounds, your man 47, fullback, 6'2", 254. That means he's 5'9", 280. Redshirt fullback walk-on, Jared Casey. They go for two, and he ends up getting his mitts on it. And it was awesome. I mean, it's what makes sports great on so many levels. He talked about how his ball popped in his hands. He squeezed it. Just, there's an incredible video out there. His family, when they realized their guy caught it. I mean, unless you're a Texas fan, and honestly, even if you are, a couple of days later, if you watch that and you don't just think, man, good for him, good for them. Like, I get it. You're a Texas fan. You're not supposed to be happy. But if you're human, it's hard not to kind of connect with that. But the right answer is Oklahoma. It's the worst loss for Oklahoma because they were on the fringe of the playoff. Texas is in the middle of a rebuild. We covered this terrain last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't Tom Herman. Huh? Maybe old Tom wasn't the problem in Austin. As they've hit a rough patch of road. But, I mean, OU got beat. And by the way, Baylor was just better. And they're better from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's it. Aranda's name suddenly is like, people that have these big jobs are going, what about him? What about Aranda? Hadn't coached for that long. Hadn't been a head coach for that long, I should say. But that was an interesting result in a weekend where I feel like Ohio State took a giant step forward. Purdue has been a giant killer. Ohio State could have scored 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, their offense, Garrett Wilson, he didn't play the week they went to Lincoln. He makes a small difference when five's on the field. Their offense just looks horrifying at the moment. They look like a playoff team to me. No one's going to beat them. Michigan State's not going to. Michigan's not going to. They're going to the playoff. Any disagreement?
Yeah, who's going to lose that they're going to get in now? Are they in?
Well, they were one of the four last week.
Oh, my bad. I forgot. Bama's going to fall out of the top five, top four if they lose.
No. Probably not. Probably not. The same.
I have never seen two resumes that are worse SEC teams than Georgia's and Alabama's. I mean, come on. I know it means more down there, but well, they don't have any wins.
That's not unreasonable. That's not. But here's the thing. If I ask you right now, who's Georgia's best win? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Kentucky.
Yep.
Okay. But if I ask you, do you think that they're one of the four best teams? Do you think that?
I do.
Okay. I understand what you're doing. And you're not trying to do that. You're not trying to play the role of the thief, Danny Cannell, who stole the Maryland helmet on the way out the door and tweeted about it proudly. I guess he went on with Russillo and thought it was cute that he stole property.
Oh, yeah.
You're not trying to do that thing where he talks a bunch of shit about Alabama, but then turns around and says they're actually good. I get what you're saying about Georgia. They don't have resume wins, but I don't think you're trying to say you don't think they're one of the four best teams.
No, I just say it's Georgia, but everybody else after that is, I mean, you could pick anything apart from all these teams.
I agree.
Resumes. I mean, who out there has multiple great wins? Nobody.
Nope.
You know, and this is where I just feel a lot of people don't trust the committee. And that there's a lot of pressure, man.
If Ohio, let me say this, and you're saying who has them now, well, Ohio State doesn't have great wins right now, but if Ohio State beats a Purdue team, who's actually got some wins by what, 30 something, if they beat Michigan State, Michigan, the Penn State win is like, well, Penn State's got some losses now, but they battled in that game. And then they're going to have to beat a Wisconsin team who looks completely different now than they did early on. They have an identity and they're true to it. They're playing stifling defense and running the ball down your throat. If they win all those games, then they'll have a bunch of wins. The thing is, for Ohio State, they have a path in front of them to prove it. So they don't have it. They have no issues. They're already in, and the path is clear in front of them. If you're somebody like Oregon, like who do you get to beat? Like, you already have the Ohio State win. You've got a loss against Stanford, which people do this thing where they're like, they lost to Stanford, the same Stanford, not the same Stanford team. Don't do that. Cause when you do that, you tell on yourself, and you tell on yourself that you don't pay any attention. All right. Cause that's not the same Stanford team. They've lost how many people to injury since they played Oregon? 30 people.
Yeah.
Including their starting quarterback. So not the same thing. But I agree with you that everybody, including Alabama to this point, there's a lot of kind of shrug, like, you know, I don't know, which is why when people say, oh, an 18 playoffs too many. No, it isn't. This year there'd be mayhem with eight, but yeah, we've got the four. And so there's still politicking that goes on. Trying to think result wise. Last week was an odd week. The NFL games were awful.
Awful.
The biggest college games, I don't know. The Baylor Oklahoma yep, game was significant. The Penn State Michigan game.
Michigan to finally get that win is pretty good. I mean, people talk about, I know they didn't prove it, but like Harbaugh against top 10 teams, 2-12 or whatever. That's what James Franklin is too. That's seemed to simmer down a little bit.
What, James is the USC front runner?
No, as the number one coaching candidate out there for any job in America.
Well, I mean, how's any of that work? That's what we talked about last week in Florida. Number one, who are you going to get? And when Samford had 49 in the first half, I'm like, well, maybe it's time to hit the reset after everything I said last week. I mean, my wife's watching the game, and my daughter comes downstairs. She's like, Daddy, somebody named Samford has 40 some odd points. I'm like, that isn't good. She's like, no, it's really bad. But who's the number one candidates? Like, who are you getting? I got, like, a few years ago when everybody and their mother wanted Herman, who's the hot candidate right now? Fickell? Like, do you think Fickell's leaving? What are you, Matt Campbell? How many losses does Iowa State have this year?
Man.
How much money did he turn down from Detroit, supposedly, to go to the NFL? I mean, and this isn't me saying Matt Campbell's not a good coach. It's just when your lottery ticket is up, if you don't cash it, it may turn out to be a scratch-off ticket that doesn't have what you need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at Campbell. Look at James Franklin. I mean, Jimbo said on Monday, I ain't going anywhere. Well, I mean, you got three losses again.
I mean,
this is where A&M, like A&M folks, I know you're going to get mad, but I mean, what's the best you finish in that in the West? What's your highest finish?
Last year, right?
Right. And hey, you went to the Orange Bowl and you beat North Carolina. Giga Maggies. Awesome. You got three losses.
All right. So here we go.
Three. So who's the hot?
Here you go. Everyone, they want you.
What are you talking about?
You. We'll get to it, but you're a new play caller on weekends. You got a new gig. Scripted first 15 plays.
Oh, there you go.
Percentage chance James Franklin's the coach of Penn State next year.
Less than 50.
Percentage chance Dan Mullen's the head coach of Florida next year.
Coin flip, 50-50. No, he'll, higher than that. I think he stays.
Yeah? Okay.
Uh-huh. Got any others? Jim, all right. Percentage chance Jimbo's the coach in College Station for the Texas A&M Aggies next year. Percentage.
It's obviously not a coin flip. Here's the deal. I don't like with LSU in the mix. I don't put anybody off the table.
Thank you.
Because that place, when they want to, they'll do what they want to.
Correct.
So,
and they'll make you do what they want you to do.
Correct.
But what he said on Monday, and he's right. He's like, I'd be a fool to recruit all these players to come play here and then go play against him. I understand what you're saying, but he knows that that's a sound that really sounds good. But you also know that if you leave now, signing day, you could be the new coach somewhere else before signing day and tell them all come. Hey, remember all that stuff I told you about this place? Well, now I'm saying about that place. Come join me.
One more.
Okay.
Percentage chance Lane Kiffin's the coach at Ole Miss next year.
He's a wild card, a real wild card. I'd say more than 50-50. I believe him when he says he likes it there. I believe him when I think it's a really good spot for him. That game against A&M the other night was excellent game. They played well. That's a big win. That's a big time win. SEC West is a rough side of the block, man. I mean, it's hard.
Egg Bowl is going to be great.
Yes, it is. And not, you know what I'm glad about? Not for all the reasons that Twitter said, not because Leach is a wild card and Kiffin's a wild card, but because both those teams can go. Mississippi State was down 3 scores on the Plains. And I know that Bo Nix got hurt or whatever. They fought back and they won going away. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's going to be a fun game because it's a hell of a game and not for jokes. Not for jokes. You want jokes? Fine. Get your jokes off. That's what Twitter's for. Fine. That's fine. Do what you want to do. Watch the game. It's a good game. It's sports never ending. It never stops being fascinating. By the way, if Jimbo stays in A&M, I wouldn't blame him because he's got a bunch of absolute studs coming in. And they added best player in the country last year, the D tackle last week. I mean, he's got a crew coming in. But at some point, you got to win games, man. Like, you got to win games. You got to go to Atlanta. And I understand that path's incredibly difficult. But at some point, like, you want to talk about it? Go to Atlanta. Like, it can't just be a good bowl. Like, you got to go to Atlanta. Otherwise,
once.
Right.
Once.
Exactly.
Just once.
Right. Otherwise, all this talk is nonsense. Nonsense. Anything else college wise?
I just find it fascinating how much of a disaster college football is in the state of Florida and how much of a disaster it is in the state of Texas. We got our man Holgorsen at 9-1. He's looking at everybody else and say, well, I agree. I don't know about you.
I'm going to play for a conference championship. I don't give a rat about any of it. We'll play Cincinnati.
Where?
We don't give a shit. We'll play them in a parking lot. I don't care.
How about Hoagie? I gave them out in winners. They returned,
yeah.
They returned a kick for a touchdown. Winner, no big deal. Hey, while we're at it, how good is it in the state of California? The three best recruiting states in the nation, Florida, Texas, California. Name the best school right now in any of them. You can't.
Holgerson. No,
you can't. It's, and I mean, Miami, like they wanted to run Diaz. Then he got kind of hot. They beat NC State, went to Pitt and got a win. Then they come back and take the lead over Florida State and then they lose. And so I guess, so that means he's got to go. All right.
All right.
Whatever. I mean, it's your, they got rid of the AD today. So, I mean, the wheels are in motion in Miami. Texas, Herman wasn't good enough. So you go get Sark. I mean, A&M's the best team in Texas, yeah, and it's that they're not bad.
How many A&M fans are just screaming at the radio right now?
Say A&M. We know you're there. But just it's amazing for as many teams that look in the mirror and still see a guy that's got a full head of hair, not a comb over. You're bald at this point. You're the program. You don't need the brush. I said it forever about Miami. Like, yeah, I used to have a head of hair. You know what I don't need now? I brush. All that swag. It's so far gone. So far gone. It's amazing to me. That it's amazing.
Yeah.
Who's good in the NFL?
I just find, like, watching these games at multiple times, what we do every Sunday, Hasselbeck comes in, and I just – the more I watch of every team, the less impressed I am with them all. Does that make sense?
It does. And we're taping this prior to Monday Night Football. The Rams haven't lost on the road. Their good looks really good. And, you know, for all the OBJ talk, I mean, Von Miller being added to that defense, I think is more significant. Although with the Robert Woods injury, you need somebody to help you on offense for Stafford. But it's just, look, this isn't unusual. You have dud performances. Credit to Dallas and Buffalo. They had pretty eye-opening losses week 9. They both went out and did what good teams are supposed to do against teams that they're better than, and that's win by a lot. But, I mean, Tampa came in here to the district, and it's just, that's coming off a bye week, which is coming off an unimpressive performance where Arians was really pissed at what they look like, and they look worse against Washington. And you're like, what are you doing? I was buying Baltimore. They lose to Miami. I was buying the Chargers. They lost to Minnesota, who, by the way, I think Minnesota's good. Look at Minnesota, and they could have won a bunch more games. They didn't. All of a sudden, the back end of the NFC, there's a bunch of teams probably doing like the Atlanta Braves talk. They're trying to go, hey, we're right at 500. All we need is a seat at the table. I mean, it's the old poker analogy, a chip and a chair. But, I mean, if on the back end of the NFC, there's a bunch of teams that are going to talk themselves into that. I think Green Bay is good because I think their defense is really good. I mean, their defense just played Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson, admittedly in bad weather and coming off an injury. But they played those three guys in a row, and their defense gave up very little to any of them. That's pretty impressive. But it is, I don't know, It's what the NFL typically is. It's a bunch of teams that you could poke holes in them if you're going to take the worst score they get on a quiz and say that's what your grade is, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I'm trying to say, like, what did we learn this week? You know, we're sitting there watching the games, and we do the show every Sunday night, and it's like, all right, what's our lead? And then we get to the night game, we're like, well, hope we get something in the night game because it's been some dog poop out there. You know, you mentioned Minnesota. Like, Minnesota's a team, I think they can win every week. They go out, prove that to the Chargers. Chargers, same old Chargers. Can win any game, can lose any game. You know, New Orleans showed me some fight in going up to Tennessee, but the Titans win again. And that's what they do. Here's what I'm rooting for in the NFL. And this is what I – because there's a lot of teams involved where I do not want them to get home field. I want the Titans or the Buffalo to get the one seed in the AFC, and I want Green Bay to get the one seed in the NFC. That's what I'm rooting for from now on.
Why? You just want to see people go to Lambeau and play in weather?
Yeah, I just want weather, you know? Tampa weather.
Tampa went up there in the cold and beat them last year.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I want the Chiefs to have to play someplace other than Arrowhead. I want to see them prove it on the road. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun to see them do that because I think along the way, if you go back to the beginning of Brady, they went in and won in Pittsburgh, right? And they beat they won big time games on the road as along the way. If they're just always an Arrowhead, it's just not as interesting to me. And look, they have one big time performance against the Raiders where, you know, you got Kelce saying, I got my swagger back, which I get. Mahomes chucks five touchdowns and everything's fine. Maybe it's that simple for them. Maybe, but I doubt it because I never threw shovelfuls of dirt on them.
Nope.
But there's enough tape out there of them looking ordinary that I don't think people fear them. Everyone respects them because of Reed and what Mahomes can do. Mm-hmm. But there's enough, they put enough on tape where they were like, you can do this and this to them and maybe bottle them up a little bit. It's interesting. It's just this week's set of games weren't the most interesting to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got four plays, Steve. We got four plays.
Do we have wristbands with the four plays on them?
Nope. The kids know the plays. We got,
there we go. Little memorization. I like it.
Saturday morning, 8:45 flag football.
Whoa. What time?
8:45.
We got curfew the night before?
Nope. Stayed up late. Was watching Nova and UCLA. That was a hell of a game, by the way. Cronin and Wright have got squads. Love the fact.
How about that?
Love that they played each other. Love that they played in Pauly. Jay thought that, you know, looked like they had it. UCLA didn't blink, man. Loved that they played. Loved everything about that game. That game was awesome.
Mick Cronin wore a suit and he still couldn't outdress Jay Wright.
Well, that's because Jay Wright just, he could take baloney and staple it together and he'd look better than the rest of us. Guys, disgusting to me. Off-putting. Not supposed to be that smart, that elegant, that good looking, that accomplished. Like just do something that makes you look like a normal schmuck. Mm. But then Saturday morning, I get up early, ready to go. Rain, heavy rain, field was a bog. So, all right. So Sunday we go 8:45 out there running with the youngsters. Here's what our playbook consists of. We got cross the street. All right. That's a down and in. We got the Mean Gene screen.
Yeah.
Let's just turn around and let me throw it to you.
Okay.
Here's the route. Sam wants to run every play, which is great because it works every play. Say it with me, America. Stop and go. Works every time. Tell me it doesn't. All you got to do is just twitch. Just give them a little head and shoulder. That corner bites, you're gone. We added a new one this week. We used to call it a button hook. Now it's just an in. And those are our four plays.
Can I add one for next week?
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to tell Coach Ronnie. Shout to Kid Ball in Montgomery County, Maryland. Those that know.
Mean Gene screen and go.
Oh, somebody played in the Rose Bowl. Mean Gene screen and go. That's six every time.
Maybe we save that one for the playoffs.
I'm just,
listen, but we could start working on it.
Hold on. Is this on? We need to just edit this because I'm going to tell Sam and he's going to be the only one that knows. No, it's great. Mean Gene screen and go. We'll share that with the kids. But man, this is like our swimming talk from the summer. I'm the old dad, as everyone knows, didn't get to the party till late. So I'm the old guy out there with the kids and the young dads, but it's a blast. It's just, that must be 50 kids running around a field. You know, flags. Sam's good at getting the flag. He's a good flag diver. He just wants to get dirty. He scored a touchdown last week. He's as happy as he could possibly be. Like just the smile on his face. Cause you know, he's like, daddy, no one could catch me. I'm like, that's it, son. Foot speed. Your foot speed is underrated, undervalued. So yeah, we were out there. Eight. Let me tell you something. I don't get up that early that often.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But I got it. You know, as Chris Rock said, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not asking for a ribbon for getting up and go with my boy to football practice. That's what you're supposed to do. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun out there. And now when we add Mean Gene screen and go, man, that's going to be next level. There was one kid this week. He was new. He wasn't there the first week. And let me tell you, I'm pretty sure he's a pro. I got to find his name out. His name's Cooper. Every time he touched it, he scored. No one could catch him. And then it's like each kid gets a chance to kick like an extra point. And basically you're just trying to kick it to the end line. This dude kicked it into the other field, like in the middle of the game. They had to stop a game because this 5-year-old booted the ball like 40 yards. I'm telling you, I got to find his name out. Cooper. He's a future pro.
Hey, he doesn't need another last name. He's go. Cooper.
Yeah, just call him Coop. Old Coop out there just housing.
Do you have a whistle?
No, I'm not the – no, like every – like each dad kind of gets to go out there and maybe you're the quarterback if you want to. It's sort of some of the dads sort of swap in and then one dad will play and then another dad will go in there and that's all. You're just trying to keep the peace, make sure people don't knock heads and make – really at this point, you're just making sure people pay attention.
Did we start the post game practices at home yet on the front lawn?
We spend any time that football's on TV, we're just constantly running routes.
There we go.
We got a nerf, and my man's hands. We're learning. Can't let it hit your body.
There you go.
So,
thumbs down, thumbs up. That's an easy one.
He's five, man. We're just trying to.
He'll get it.
We're trying to catch the ball. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Then here comes Charlie, and then they want
to. I was just going to ask, not about the other maniac.
Then we want to play tackle, and it's a really fascinating dynamic. If the two of them are going just each, like, something bad's going to happen, but if dad's in the middle, then they're kind of fighting for the attention more, and then inevitably there's bloodshed. There's some kind of brawl that involves the, you know, who's getting more, who gets the ball more. It's impossible. I mean, it just... If no one's bleeding and no one's crying, then it's a giant win.
Heck yeah.
But we take a few L's along the way. So that's what we got. We got four plays. Now we got
a long season.
We got a secret
survival of the fittest.
Secret fifth coming next week. Can't wait to unleash that on the people. Can you imagine? All of a sudden there's just like, I don't know what happened, man. Like the other defense is trying to huddle up. They ran something we never saw before, man. I thought it was a screen, and then he took off. All right. This is everybody's smiling. We're happy, but I know there's things people hate.
Steve and I have lengthy lists. Talking about this guy or this thing or this whatever. Once a week, one thing a week.
Here's what I hate.
I have one, but I'm going to let you. Do you have one?
I do.
All right. This is where
it gets a little personal, maybe.
Oh, all right. What? Well, hold on. Why are we getting personal?
Because I hate
me.
I hate college students that don't go to sporting events.
I hear. You know what? Ding, ding.
I hate it. I mean, you go and you mentioned it. Look at Gonzaga, Texas the other night, college basketball game. I know. Hey. If you want to go to the inside ones, you could just go to the inside ones. All right. UCLA, look what happens, Pac-12, when your students show up to an event. That place was mayhem.
Yeah.
Paulie, how about Walton's hair? What happened?
I don't know. Paulie was spectacular. And I mean, I get it. It's hard to get anywhere in Los Angeles. There's a billion options. And Friday, it was a CNBC event. I understand it. But you guys have a great team. A Final Four team from last year, a bunch of dudes stuck around. It's a likable team, whether it's Jaquez, Ju Zhang, Tiger Campbell. I could keep going. You got a bunch of guys that you're gonna like rooting for. It's a fun product, and it was fun to see that because that building hasn't looked like that. I get it, COVID, this and that, but that's what it can be.
Yeah,
like go back to the old days of Russillo. How good is your good? That's how good Paulie can be on a given night. And how many, Steve, what kids, what, they don't go.
Go to the game. You'll have a blast. And even now we're in November. If you're in a cold Big Ten schools, you got a big home game. Go have a couple pops. There's a thing called a tailgate. Go. You'll have fun. They have these things, hand warmers, maybe not the Pete Carroll, electric hand warmers.
What was that?
The little sandbag one. Put a hat on. Put those in your pocket. Go to the game for the first half. You'll have a blast. Have a blast. Go to the game. People, please go to games.
What was in Pete Carroll's pocket?
An electronic hand warmer.
Oh. I it looked like he had like went to a Radio Shack and stole a bunch of shit. Like, what are you doing? What's coming? What just fell out of Pete's pocket? Reminded me of the old days when Necro had the sandpaper and it got caught.
Had the scalpel out.
had a monkey wrench in his back pocket. Umpires came out to see if he's scuffing the ball.
Jackknife.
He just dropped him. Hold on, I got a Swiss Army knife, got a sandblaster, monkey wrench. No, I'm good. Nothing out here. All right, here's what I hate.
All right.
And this is old man yells at clouds. All right, I get it. This is, and you can call me boomer. I don't care because I'm right. I hate that if I turn on a game and it's not a Maryland game, who I obviously know is playing. If I'm just flipping around and I turn on an NBA game or an NHL game and I see teams, I don't know who's playing in it because I don't know what jersey you're wearing. How can I not know who's playing based on the jerseys of the team in the game? Like, you're the Lakers, for God's sake. You got the Sunday home whites. Spectacular. You have the purple and gold. Regal. You got the gold on purple. Even better. It's legendary, your uniforms. You have this new blue thing? What is that? Golden State, even... I hesitate to say more iconic than the Lakers, but the best uniforms in sport. I mean, we could get a wide variety of answers, but a lot of people are going to tell you the Chargers, the powder blue and the yellow is spectacular. Well, Golden State, you have the home whites with the most iconic logo, the city. It's the Golden Gate Bridge on a basketball. It's powder blue. It's yellow. It looks like $1,000,000.50. You don't wear them. You don't wear those jerseys because you're wearing dark jerseys at home that I don't even know what they are. Hockey teams used to be white sweaters at home, dark sweaters on the road. I just don't know what we're doing. I hate it. I hate this. And here's where I'll stop to say, I understand what we're doing. We're trying to make money. We have options. But if you never wear your jerseys, then I feel like part of your identity as a team is just like Penn State, Alabama, the old school of old school jerseys in football. Like a lot of schools, look, I want Maryland's one of them where, because they don't win the way those schools win. Part of it can be your uniform and having a lot of options. Maryland tried to be the Oregon of the East in terms of having all these options, the whole flag thing. I get it. So my school is guilty of it in a sense. But like Bama, Penn State, Notre Dame, even, they got some options. But when I turn the game on, I see Penn State. I know who it is. That's Penn State. There you go. Basic tradition. Don't mess with it. NBA games, turn it on. Good luck. You don't even know. You have no idea who the people are.
Nope.
Now,
I'm with you.
You're trying to sell items. I understand. Make an analogy. Back when I was
analogy.
When I was a youngster, and I'm old, older than you, older than probably people listening, but we got some old timers out there listening. You're going to know. Remember when you used to go to McDonald's when you were little? You know what they had? Mm-hmm. They had hamburgers, they had cheeseburgers, they had a Big Mac.
Then an apple pie.
With lava on the inside. Go back to those. I could eat 10 right now. One bite, the inside of your mouth, like the inside of your skull.
You put that thing out of vanilla ice cream, it'll turn into milk.
You take one bite and it sticks to the roof of your mouth and it all,
oh
the,
my
the
God.
The top of your mouth roots, just the top of your roof of your mouth melts and your brain falls out of your skull into your mouth. How'd he die? He ate a McDonald's apple pie. He was happy. It was a hell of a way to go. But hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Big Mac. And then at some point, maybe there was a quarter pounder in the mix. Fries, you get a Coke. That's what you got. Now, and this is every fast food chain. You had your basics, but over time, what happened? Oh, you know, we're opening up a new wing here. We got gyros. We got egg rolls. We got
McRib.
We got Mick spaghetti. And we got Mick. A Mick Tapas. and a gyro. And no, just make a hamburger. I get the chicken stuff. You got to have those options too. But at some point, you took your basics and you expanded with a menu that was so far beyond what you ever used to be that it's hard to even know. Like you pull up and you're like,
may I take your order, please?
I don't know. Do you guys still make hamburgers or do I got to get a souvlaki? Like, do I got to get a gyro?
No, we have it. We have hamburgers. How many hamburgers do you want?
Like 8.
You want apple pie?
Yes, I want apple pie. I feel like the uniforms are like the menu in a fast food restaurant where there's so many options that you don't even know what you're doing. And I just want to turn on Golden State at home and see them wearing the city jerseys and just go, oh, look, there you go. Turn on the Caps at home. I get it's rock the red because that's red at home. Used to be white at home. I don't know anymore. This is, I guess I'm old. Well, no, I mean, I know I'm old, but
maybe you are old.
Okay, well, this is an old person rant.
Good. We need those.
Well, let me tell you what.
Rant.
Youngsters, someday, if you're lucky, you know what happens? You get old. So, you know, this is coming for all of you. So put on your purple, you put on your blue Lakers jersey, which I don't know. This is a tribute to the Minneapolis. Wait, what? You have purple and gold. It's vintage. Imagine the Yankees. Hey, here's a new thing we're going to wear. It's enough. It's enough complaining.
One question.
Yep.
Have you ever purchased a jersey?
Not in my life.
Okay.
I'm very grateful to teams that have made jerseys for us. I have an entire closet full of keepsakes. They sent, remember the Blackhawks sent one to me and you? Oh. Like me and Russillo, they spell Russillo's name wrong. The good thing about Ryan, though, is he doesn't hold a grudge. It's fine. 1L, 2, whatever. We'll sort it out. They sent him one. No, I haven't. But I'm not a jersey person. Like, that's not my thing. I don't wear them. A lot of people do. And I get it. You like them. And you want to, maybe you have 10. Maybe you're listening to me going, what are you talking about, Van Pelt? I have 17 Lakers here. Okay, that's great. You're happy. But this is our segment on our podcast. And you have
Thanks for listening.
And you have a podcast too, because everyone does. And on your segment, you can say things I love. I love that the Lakers have 25 jerseys. And when I turn on the game, it's potluck. Maybe tonight they're wearing something I recognize. There's a new one. And that's what makes life beautiful. What I don't like, maybe you do like. There we go. That's a good way to end it. Anything else on the way up?
I don't think so. I think that was it.
Just a shout to the kid ball. Come Saturday morning when you see a Mean Gene screen and go.
What time are we playing this week? 6 a.m.?
Listen, whatever time on the schedule, that's the time Team Van Pelt will pull up ready to roll. It was so cold. It was that kind of cold where it was the grass. It was frost. Oh. And so then the frost turned into wet. And then it was wet and cold. And then
toes and wet socks. Brutal combo.
And then I was cold the whole day. That's another way you know you're old. When you just get cold and you can't get not cold. Mm. I'm probably just seconds away from death at this point. If this is the last one, we really appreciate y'all being out there. I'm the old guy. Steve's younger than me. You guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.